Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, I'm Gary YouTube from Cultaholic.com, and welcome to the latest installment of some Gary YouTubing, this time in the form of a tier list, where we are going to rank each and every cultaholic punishment in the history of this illustrious YouTube channel. But of course, I couldn't do this alone, could I? So I've got a second Gary YouTube over there. How are you doing, Gary?
Gary, I'm fantastic. How are you, Gary?
God, I could not be better. Ha! What a fantastic day. Hit the intro, will you? Just in case you're brand new here, and just in case you've seen these before, because we've changed these tiers up slightly, we now have the worst, the most severe of all time. Pretty darn gnarly, bro, because we're down with the kids in that. Rather unpleasant, which is middle of the road. Not that bad, really. And then we finish things off with, yeah, I'd do that one, I no problem.
So we're basing these on not the entertainment value, because otherwise Penny would be in a tier of her own. This is about how awful it was to do them, or how awful you perceive it would be to do them, right?
Yeah, the severity of the situation. And cool. We're kicking things off, Adam, with your first Hell in a Smell experience.
Wow, okay. Immediately I'm going to say the worst, but the second was less pleasant than the first. But it just doesn't get worse than those endurance punishments are absolutely miserable. And it's kept tolerable for the first few hours because you've got people buzzing away in the chat and you can chat to people. But the smell doesn't leave. It's like you think you get used to it, like a rotting fish, but you just don't. You just don't. It just gets... It stays there, and then you'll move your head a little bit and you'll just get a waft come through. It never goes away. And not to mention that's bad enough, but also you've then got the fact that you're being watched for 24 hours. So the things that we would all do, like picking your nose, having a quick fart, you can't do it because people are watching non-stop. So I would say those ones are probably the worst that I've ever done, and they mess you up for days on end as well, because you're staying up for 24 hours. Did you know, by the way, I didn't realise we'd broken YouTube law when we did this. You're not allowed, as per YouTube's terms of service, to sleep on a stream.
Tina Turner nap time as well, it's all...
I know! Right?
How do they detect that people are sleeping? Just...
I think it's if somebody reports you, if you have a sleep. I tried, I think on the first one, to get 15 minutes kit. It was never going to help me. And then all of a sudden, I hear, Alexa, play Drew McIntyre, Gallantry. And straight away, oh God, she's going to do it. Alexa, stop. It's all good. Yeah, so they're just incredibly, incredibly unpleasant.
I can fully, because I did an endurance one, but it was literally less than half the length of yours. And that was bad enough.
Yeah, I remember watching you going absolutely crazy. I guess we'll get to that in a minute. But I feel like we've sort of set the bar very, very high with the endurance thing. Like, once you've done 10 hours, the next step, 20 hours, seems foolish. You may as well make it 24, do a whole day. Mm-hmm. Where do you go from there? Is this going to end with one of us sat in a room for 7 days?
If you want to do that, yeah.
I'm good. I'm busy that day.
So there we have it. Hell in a Smell 1 is in the top tier. Then we move on to a picture of a pair of furry love cuff things that represents Jack and Tom being handcuffed to each other for a day. I believe that was the punishment that happened there. I'm trying to find where it happened. It must be a recent one, obviously. Clash of Champions 2019, Jack and Tom handcuffed together.
It depends how much you like the person. There are people in the office that I could deal with it for a day, and there are people in the office that I wouldn't be as happy for a day. Would I like to be handcuffed to either of those two?
Nah, not me, no me. For different reasons as well. Tom.
Yeah, we won't go into it.
Nah, we'll go into it. Let's get all the dirt out there. Well, Tom's Tom 24/7.
He is. That's not a thing. The camera, it's not like the camera goes on and then he's all shouty. He's just a very excitable 30-something-year-old man.
And I'm very much the opposite of that when the camera turns off. So yeah. I couldn't deal with that for a full day. And then Jack... Hair.
Go on, choose your words.
Does all the all day, doesn't he? Couldn't begin with that all day.
I'm glad you covered that, Ross.
Are you disagreeing?
Nope. Who would you most like to be handcuffed to for a day?
Sam.
Yeah? Because he doesn't say much.
He doesn't say much. He takes frequent trips to the coffee machine.
Mm-hmm.
Makes Andy. Many cups of coffee a day. That doesn't say much thing. That would help. He has nice smelling hair product stuff. Smells like cherries. That would be a lovely scent to have all day long. Are you agreeing with Sam, or do you have someone else on your list?
I think Andrew, little Andrew, because it'd be like having a kid, wouldn't it? He's not. He's only appeared on camera, I think, once or twice. Once in a news video, once in the Secret Santa video. He's the one that looks, I don't know why I'm explaining this to you, for viewers, he's the one that looks like me. And it would just be like having a little version of me. And he's lovely and funny as well.
He
I'd like
funny,
Andrew.
Yeah. He is very funny. But where are we going to go for being handcuffed to somebody for 24 hours?
I'm leaning towards not too bad, really.
Not too bad, really.
Considering the severity of the rest of these, like, I wouldn't like to do it, but it could be worse. I've never been handcuffed before, but I can't imagine it feels very nice on the wrist either. If somebody yanks, if Sam's doing a bit of editing and he goes like that, that's gonna leave a mark.
Oh, that would be frustrating.
In the grand scheme of things, it's not that bad, is it?
I've been handcuffed once in my life. It was in the Beavers. We had a tour of Morpeth Police Station.
You're in the Beavers. I was in the Beavers. Dib dab dob.
I was the set leader, me.
Were you? Congratulations. I was kicked out.
Why?
I was kicked out. I was in there and I didn't think the people were watching, and I was playing with the carpet at the corner and I pulled a big bit of the carpet up. I wasn't even a naughty kid. I just wanted to see what was under there. They kicked me out for a month. Sorry, carry on. Handcuffed.
I've got just getting a tour of Morpeth Police Station. That was it. Just got the cuff slapped on me. That was it. Didn't hurt. But then again, I was a child, so I guess they're not going to do it properly, are they, to a child, unless they're wrong in the head a bit.
You'd hope not.
Yeah, but I've got a medal. It's Beaver of the Year. It says on it, it's fantastic.
Oh, congratulate. Sorry, there you go.
We're moving on. Sam Driver having an electric dog collar wrapped around his neck.
That sucks. I really wouldn't like to do it personally. The only experience that I've had, I think, with being electrocuted is playing as a kid and touching an electric fence that we thought was off. And it wasn't off, and it gives you a big jolt. And I imagine it's something pretty similar to that. Although, maybe the electric fence would be worse, because that's got to get through a cow's thick body.
Mm.
But, yeah, I mean, it must have been pretty horrible.
Can you remember what set it off?
No.
Oh, was it? We had a little trigger, didn't we?
Oh, God, it was, wasn't it? Yeah, we had the remote, yeah.
We were so considerate with that. It could have been a lot worse for Sam than it actually was. But,
agreed.
Yeah, electric shocks can't be nice. What am I saying? I was about to say, can't be that bad. Exact opposite, Adam.
What's the when you shock a dog, it's to stop it barking or misbehaving, right?
Yeah.
It's got to get through some pretty thick dog skin. I imagine that was pretty painful. And we ramped the intensity up pretty far as well, didn't we?
Yeah. This is definitely one of the top two tiers. It just depends which one.
I think gnarly, personally.
Pretty darn gnarly, bro, for Sam being shocked by electricity. Then we have Tom Campbell's punishment from this year's Royal Rumble, I think it was, where he couldn't have both feet hit the floor for an entire day. That would just be annoying, wasn't it?
Tom made it tough.
He made it twice as hard for himself than it had to be. He could have just hopped everywhere. But no, he had to climb on ladders. He had Ben and Peter's little pink car to go to the shops in.
I remember you just going, you can just hop man. I wouldn't say a mild inconvenience. It's a pretty big inconvenience, it's not painful. It's not embarrassing. I wouldn't want to do it, but there are worse things on this list for sure.
That's it. Is this the first bottom-tiered punishment, or is this not that bad, really?
I think it might be. I think if I lost, I'd be pretty happy. I'd be pretty happy getting that punishment compared to a lot of the other stuff we've done or are going to do.
Yeah, or are going to do. Bloody hell, that was ominous. And then we have Tom's other punishment from this year. I can't remember which pay-per-view it was, but he had to be a human chair for an entire day. And what made this worse, Adam, is the fact that he had my 600-pound frame plonking down on top of his poorly back for an entire day.
Yeah, I just think it would be pretty miserable, wouldn't it? I would say that's rather unpleasant.
I would say it's at least that or pretty darn gnarly, bro, because we did a bit where we went to Tesco and got our meal deals and then sat outside, and the amount of cars that drove by poor Tom on all fours outside...
I didn't think about the embarrassment factor. I forgot that, you'd left the office, hadn't you? Yeah. I'd still put it rather unpleasant. Where do you think it should sit?
I think it should be rather unpleasant. But then again, it depends who sat on your back, I guess. If your minion Andrew was there, it'd be a piece of piss.
Yeah, totally. it's worse. It's definitely a noticeable step up from the handcuffing or the one foot
on the floor, yeah. So then we're moving on to, I think it's A Night in the Woods 1. Where me and you... No, it's A Night in the Woods 2. I beg my pardon, where me and you were not involved. Right. Tom was doing things to Sam on this occasion. I can't remember what he did. I think there was some flour involved once again.
I think he was some sort of, like, old Greg creature. You know old Greg from Mighty Boosh? Yeah. I think it was that sort of thing. Sam got messed with pretty bad. Although I don't think he was messed with as bad as the first time. Because, let's face it, Tom's a nicer person than you and I.
He is a nicer person than you and I.
He had to do a little obstacle course, didn't he? There were ropes and everything. So he was blindfolded.
Tied up.
They messed with his tent. Yeah. It's cold and it's a night in the woods. So I'd actually put that pretty high up.
It is,
especially
got,
in
yeah.
the time that we were doing that, or the time that was filmed, it would have been pretty cold out.
It was January or February, wasn't it, this year? Was it?
Yes, slightly.
We should really save these ones for summer, thinking about it.
Yeah.
But no, yeah. Tom doing not so bad, comparatively to me and you, not so bad things to Sam. Gnarly or top one? The cold must be bad.
I'd put it as gnarly again. Oh, I don't know, the cold. Yeah, the cold is bad, isn't it?
Let's go in the worst.
It's a night on your own in the woods in January or February. Screw that, yeah.
Judging by the picture as well, I don't know if this was a stipulation. Sam was just wearing a hoodie.
That's all he wears.
Aye.
That's all he ever wears.
I'd have a big coat, me, if that was me getting sent to the woods for an evening.
Yeah, I've got ill-prepared. I tuned into one of these... To one of the tier lists the other day, and Sam, middle of the day, he's got his hood up. He's all moody, isn't he? He's like Alistair Black.
Well, he's dyed his hair, hasn't he?
Trying
to hide it. Big fan of Sam's blonde wig. Anyway,
you're sporting the afro at the moment.
Oh, it's going to be an absolute mess.
I can't wait.
We'll see how big it gets, but then we're moving on to my Survivor Series 2019 punishment of being tarred and feathered, which was absolutely miserable.
That's rough. That's really rough. And it was bad for you, and I remember you having to go home and get showered off and everything.
And then you're walking around
and there's just what was it, treacle that we were using? It wasn't real tar, was it? It's just treacle lying like all over the place. How it had gotten everywhere, it was great.
I tell you what though, I nearly cried after it happened, because obviously I got tarred and feathered in some shorts and a t-shirt, and then had to try and get changed so I could get in an Uber to get home. But you ever seen that scene from Friends where Ross has got like leather pants and he's sweating so he can't pull them up? Imagine that, but like you couldn't get them past your shin, so I was literally on the floor in the bathroom downstairs going like, please just come up my leg. And the treacle, I was nearly crying, and the treacle got all over the outside of the pants. No, I've no idea how I didn't get like a fine from the Uber driver, because his back seat was covered in treacle.
Was it actually?
Just where I was sat, yeah.
I remember messaging you afterwards saying, there's a bag of treacly shoes outside, do you want them kept? And you just replied, no.
No,
one
thank
where
you.
They were covered.
They were beyond any saving. And then the air.
I think that's up there. I think it's...
I'm going to suggest the second one, or maybe it's the bottom of the top one. Because one thing I didn't explain was when I got home, I had to. It's one of the most humiliating things that's ever happened to me. Well, not humiliating, humbling. I got showered down by my girlfriend like a dog. I was just like in the shower, like, and Another thing which added a pain factor to it was my arms. My arms got stuck to themselves, and the process of ripping my arm off my upper arm caused severe bruising, and there was a lot of bruising on my arm. Yeah, just like the process of ripping your skin away from itself, it bruises you.
Put it in the worst. Put it in the worst. So you've had a combined wax / tarring. Punishment there. That's miserable. I had no idea.
Aye.
Why didn't you film that?
Huh?
You should have filmed that. Stick it on Cultaholic Extra.
Well, yeah, I'll set the OnlyFans. There is footage out. There's not footage out there. I'm not going to lie. Now we're moving on to, I think this was SummerSlam last year, maybe Tom Campbell's cake escape.
Miserable. That's bad. And on paper, it doesn't look that bad, does it? It could have been all right. Had he got it in the first couple of bites, he's had a couple of bites of cake. Delicious. Nice bit of buttercream. But instead, I think it took him like 10 fairy cakes and then 3 or 4 of the big ones to get there. That's a lot of cake. And you'd just be feeling like crap for days. I think that's a lot worse than perhaps people would immediately assume.
I said to set the scene, it was Tom on a couch, his hands tied behind his back, and he had to find a key to get out the room he was locked in. Was that right?
That's right, and the key is embedded somewhere within one of the many cakes in front of him. So he's there, arms behind his back, doing that. It's another handcuff-based punishment. Got the key, managed to get out. But it took him a solid, like, hour 15. Imagine, like, 75 minutes of just eating cake.
We've all been there when we've had one slice too many. Then that sickly feeling comes over you. You want to kill yourself. You think, oh, I've just eaten all this cake again. It was lovely going down, but then the regret's there. Once it's hit the stomach, I think I've been there more than you, by the sounds of that.
I don't deal with, like, if I have a bag of Haribo, it knocks me dead. It's like I need to have a nap, and I'll have a big sweaty nap. So sugar, I don't deal well with. So for Tom to do that was pretty damn impressive. And he wasn't just like, if I was doing it, I'd smash my head in, move it around a bit, just get covered in cake because you're going to anyway, and then find the key. He just ate. He's a nutter.
I would put that.
Well, we all do, but there's liking cake, and then there's 75 minutes of liking cake. I would put that in pretty darn gnarly, bro.
Pretty darn gnarly, bro, I think is fair. Because at the end of the day, he did get free cake.
Yeah, fair.
So then we're moving on to...
By the way, on that note, I've got to expense all this stuff, right? So I have to go to the accountant later, and it's like, so why have you bought £65 worth of cake? It's a business expense. he's given up on explaining.
And then, do they ever contest that, saying, like, how can that amount of cake be a business expense and stuff like that?
No, they used to, but not anymore. Like, one that we'll get to in a bit, the penny thing. I did that on the business card. So there's a funny sex line on there. I just go, yeah, it's for a video. He stopped asking now. He loves us.
Hey, have we still got the credit for that?
We do.
24, we should give that away as a prize one time.
Yeah, I think it's linked to my phone number.
That's a shame.
Yeah,
give your phone number away as a prize. Why the hell not? Then we're moving on to... I'm going to put it at the top of the worst, because I think it needs to go there. It's you counting to 100, but in You Love It's... 100,000, sorry, not just 100. That would be a piece of piss.
It was just draining. I got maybe like 30,000 in. And I was taking breaks every 10,000. And I remember just being like, nah, thinking to myself, I'm not going to be able to do this. This isn't going to happen. This is taking me 6 hours. And then I realised, if you stop saying you love it and just go, you like that, and just click as many times as you want and get away. But no, I did say it about 100,000 times. There was no way of counting precisely. But it was absolutely draining. And you can't do anything else. I went in there thinking, this will be fine. I'll listen to music. I'll watch some films and just say you love it loads of times. And you can't do that because you need to concentrate and your hand's doing one thing there as well. It's not possible.
I'll never forget the feeling of dread that over... Because I sat there on the Friday before WrestleMania that year and I did 10 minutes because mine was going to be Shane McMahon if I lost. So I was just sat there going, Shane McMahon, Shane McMahon, Shane McMahon, Shane McMahon. I remember putting in the chat, we've made a massive error here, lads. And we're like, oh, we're going to have to do it now. We didn't think that one through. Somehow you made it through. All the credit in the world to you. I don't know how. But yeah. I...
Never again.
Could you imagine if we did that again? So then we move on to a punishment that is still kind of ongoing, because I'm still married to Sam. And the punishment, of course, is not the fact that we got married, but it's the fact that we have to go through the divorce procedures, something that me and you went through back in our old jobs. What a ball ache that is. I don't know if it's because Sam is scared of that whole procedure, but he's very resistant to go through it. I'm sat here thinking, why am I still married to this man a year later?
Well, there's real serious, like, real-life ramifications to this, isn't there? Immediately, I think this is the worst, because forever now, you're going to be the guy that's... Well, you've been married to me, but also been married to Sam. And when you finally get married to the person you love, no disrespect to Sam or myself there, it won't be the first time, Ross, and that can't be a nice feeling.
No, it'd be a bit weird, that, yeah. I'll be gazing across the altar and see Sam in a wedding dress.
Do you think will it feel less special, do you think? Because you've done it all before. It's old hat to you.
Yeah, I'm just used to it now, aren't I? But I... Yeah. What a... And props to the lady who did do the whole ceremony. Well, she must have been... Yeah. I guess the sight she must have seen in that chapel in Vegas pales in comparison. Well, is a lot worse than me and Sam. Surely. Maybe. I don't know. It was a little chapel, we'll say. It was barely even... It wasn't even a chapel. It was a shopping centre, Adam. It was a church in the middle of a shopping centre.
Talk me through it. It was
a hotel, but inside the hotel was a little shopping centre, basically the size of Eldon Square here in Newcastle, I'd say, sort of that size. It was just like a shop, and it was just like chapel. I forget what the chapel was called. It had some sort of cheesy name.
The little white chapel, was
little
it, or is
white
that the one?
Chapel.
Is that the one where Triple H and Stephanie?
Yeah, maybe
tied the
knot. We did try there, didn't we? But they didn't get back to us or something.
Right.
Yeah, that would have been the pièce de résistance, of course. But the marriage, it's still going on for some reason.
He's still got it in his Twitter name. What's he playing at?
I don't know. He must enjoy
He's
it.
He's proud. He's a proud man.
He's a proud
but
man.
His girlfriend loves that.
Yeah, mine does. Where are you going? Where are you going? The worst? Pretty dark.
I'd put that straight in the worst.
Straight in
100%.
The worst.
100%. Because it's just lifelong.
Yeah. Well, hopefully not.
Hopefully.
So then we're moving on to your night in the worst hotel in Britain. I've got a picture of Lambrini here in a drawer.
Yeah, so it was pretty miserable, but it's perhaps the only time in my professional YouTube career that I've come out on top of something, in that I didn't spend the night in the hotel. I spent an hour, 2 hours in the hotel. No, I tried to get to bed, I was in there for maybe 4 hours. I went there, had a McDonald's, went back, realised the lock was broken, couldn't lock the door, there are smackheads everywhere. Just it was really miserable, and it felt very dangerous. The real sort of breaking point for me was not even the sound of shagging next door. It was the blood on the chair, because it just means like that room is just there for people to shoot up in. I still get a tweet maybe every 2 or 3 weeks from somebody just going like with a picture going, look where I'm passing. They changed the name now. It's not what I can't even remember what it was called, but apparently they've changed the name because we gave them all the awful PR. It was 3 stars before that. it was bad, but I mean, I didn't spend the night there. I don't know if that counts as cheating. Do I need to go back? I would put it as rather unpleasant.
Rather unpleasant, middle of the road. Is there anything you didn't show on that video that you could have shown but didn't? Because you decided, oh, I might get into a bit of bother here. I might upset somebody.
Yeah, well, I went next door, I opened the door, and I started filming them having sex. And they went mental. No, I don't think so. Pretty much all of the worst stuff made the cut. I love the fact, going in there, and all of this mental stuff everywhere, like the laughing gas canister, the bottle of Lambrini, the blood, all of that. The easiest one to fix out of all of them is just flush the toilet. There was a load of piss in the toilet. Somebody, like, that's the one of the things that you think you'd do. I stayed in a nice hotel, so I can't complain that much.
Aye.
And had a flutter at the casino as well.
I think we need to bring up that discussion once again. Does Adam Pacitti need to do that punishment good and proper? Put that to the public in the comments below.
I think we know what they say, so maybe don't.
So then we're moving on to our Elimination Chamber 2019 punishment, I think it is.
Us
two in a dog cage, yeah.
Yeah. Miserable, again, I remember being in there. So I did it during the pay-per-view, and then you did the WrestleMania 17 watch-along stream, right?
Yep.
And it's the combination of your arse going numb and your legs, like, tensing up and cramping up, which was really, really painful after a while. I remember being desperate to get out of there by the end, as I'm sure you were.
Yeah, but the morning after, I remember my arse just being... Because I had pins... You know, you sat down in the same place for too long on a hard surface, and you get sort of like pins and needles in your arse. I had
that
morning. Pins and needles in your arse. But that feeling was there the next morning, so it was a bit worse than I was expecting. Because I was expecting, you just sit in a dog cage for 4 hours. But then again, they are made for dogs.
Yeah, that's true. it's the name. Yeah, I guess that there are positives to it in that I got to watch a pay-per-view, you got to watch an old pay-per-view. That's nice, you get to watch a bit of wrestling.
I got a sort of do whatever you want.
Oh yeah, you got your baked bean pizza, didn't you? Yeah. But it was painful, but I wouldn't put it too high up. I'd say rather unpleasant.
Yeah, oh, not that bad really. It wasn't really.
No.
Well, that would do it again if asked. Is if I've got any choice. And then we move
Ross,
on
will you please?
To okay. You eating 30 chicken wings, which on the surface doesn't sound hard, but it is hard, isn't it?
It is hard. They were hot wings, and my stomach is no longer made for hot food, thanks to a previous job, Woolworths. But it was, it really sucked, but it's definitely, it's I do it, yeah, isn't it? I did get to eat some delicious Coop hot wings.
I tell you what, that's one thing I missed during this lockdown era, is the fact that Coop Chicken is not
They're
open.
They're shut, I know, it's walking distance, or I could get it delivered, rather. But yeah, it's not open. It's slim pickings on the old Deliveroo right now.
Yeah, I've been abusing it, though. It's been fantastic.
Yeah, same.
Stone on. where are you putting this then?
It's bottom. It's I do it, yeah. Because I did just get to eat some chicken wings. Did I? I can't even remember if I succeeded. No, I didn't because you texted my. Yeah.
Oh, that was the. Yeah, that
Penis,
was
Penis
up
the Menace. Penis the Menace, Ross.
What was said again? I can't remember. It's that long ago.
Was it to my mum? I think it was to. Yeah, it was my mum, and you signed off as me as Penis the Menace.
Penis the Menace.
I don't know how you knew she called me that.
Any ramifications from that from Mrs. Pacitti?
No, she's ashamed as it is. There's nothing that I could do anymore. And until I get my dick and balls out and shave them for a punishment, we're grand. She just doesn't watch anymore. She doesn't watch. Dad checks in occasionally, but they if I ever talk to them about it, it's very much an eye roll.
Fair enough. I get the same treatment at home as well. And then we move on to Jack the Jobber being assaulted by a professional wrestler in Japan.
Hinare. Yeah,
this is something me and you've been through. It just depends
Hendry.
Who's harder, Hinare or Joe Hendry.
I'm going to say Hinare. I've had it as well from when I did the wrestling documentary way back when. And that's the only time... is that the only time that I filmed something with my shirt off? For YouTube. And it stings like hell. You've got the welting and all that. That was really rough, and I took a lot of them then. Chop yourself now. It's a horrible, unpleasant experience, isn't it?
It's definitely one of the top two tiers, because that night me and you had that gaming stream with Joe Hendry, and I don't know if anybody's seen it at home, but bloody hell, he didn't just drop you with his hand. It was the whole...
He sent me flying back. I think it's because I was trash-talking him quite poorly during the stream, calling him a little bitch or something, when it's very much me who is the little bitch. And Joe Hendry made that very clear that day.
Yeah, it's amazing how these wrestlers just take a chop in the middle of a match and they don't even flinch. I wonder how you get it. It must just be repetition. Sick, sick people. But Jack the Jobber being chopped quite horrendously as well by a professional wrestler.
I put it in
wrestler.
Gnarly.
Pretty gnarly,
I think gnarly,
bro.
Yeah.
It was just one, wasn't it? I say just one.
I think
one.
So.
That's more than enough.
I think so. Had his shirt been off, I think it would have just about made the worst. But I think he was wearing a T-shirt.
I think he was as well. And then we move on to Jack and Sam's Christmas number with the Great Collie's special appearance.
there are words. I love a sing-song.
I love
you like
a sing-song
as
well. Yeah. I don't think this is bad at all.
No, I'd quite like to do it. A duet with a Great Collie. Yes, please.
It's what dreams are made of, isn't it?
It's a really fun video. I love that.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Video, but it's... I think we're all sort of a little bit, for the most part, past the point of being embarrassed by dicking about on camera because we've done it for so long.
I mean, if it was in front of an audience, that ramps it up.
Yeah.
Just because I've got a horrendous fear of public anything mm-hmm. when it comes to punishments and stuff like that. So if it was singing in front of a crowd, that would be a lot worse than it was. But in the studio, when you're by yourself with your pals, it's a bit of fun,
yeah.
isn't it? Bit of a piss take. And then we're moving on to one of the most brilliantly named punishments in cultaholic wrestling history, the Tony Storm Simulator.
Clever.
Which consisted of Jen being drenched with water, shot with a love heart cannon,
mm-hmm.
and hit with a air thing.
It was cold. It was a miserable day. but she had the poncho on. She did get a face full of very, very cold water.
That's not pleasant, is it?
It's not that bad, is it? I'd put it in not too bad, really, because I'd definitely rather do the Great Khali sing-along.
Yeah.
Jen, for her first punishment, I think she had it quite easy. I think if she comes back, then we'll have to really ramp it up.
Just cut a finger off or something like that.
Perfect.
Yeah, lovely punishment. Everyone's favourite. And then we get the first Super Showdown, I think it was. The Australian one.
Just a little kick up the bottom.
A little kick up the arse, which it wasn't nice, to be honest with you.
What's worse, a chop or a kick up the backside?
I would say a chop is worse than a kick up the backside, especially with me, because I've got a lot of padding. So
yeah,
it wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got big feet, haven't you? But,
get them out.
Hey, there we go.
Yeah, I don't get me wrong, I wouldn't like to be kicked up the arse. What was I wearing? What was my footwear? Did I have a boot on?
I'm sure Sam lent you a Dr. Martens.
Yeah,
massive.
I think he did. I think he's got massive feet. His feet, he's like size 13.
Is he?
Yeah, I don't know what his...
Bloody hell.
Hey. I would say rather unpleasant.
Rather unpleasant, I think's fair. It's a slight pain for... Wait, more than a slight pain. A pain for a little while, then it goes away and it's fine. And then we have one which I think I would rank higher than you would rank it. It was Jack's public pipe bombs.
Oh no, that was cringe as hell. No, I'm with you there. I was filming that, and normally I'm pretty good. I like a lot of my favourite comedy, The Office, Nathan For You, all that stuff is cringe comedy. I'm really good with cringe comedy, but Jack approaching people and starting doing wrestling promos makes my asshole go like I can't. Ooh. I think that was really bad. And he's dressed up like Scott Steiner as well.
Yeah,
I wouldn't like to do that personally.
Nah.
Where'd you put it?
I don't know. It's one of the top two tiers, isn't it? It depends high up. Worse than getting married or getting tarred or One Night in the Woods or a Hell in the Smell or something like that.
I think I'd put it in the worst, you know.
I'd put it on that level.
I'd hate to do that.
It's
I'd
the
hate
public
to do
stuff,
it.
Isn't it? It's the
yeah.
I don't know about, because you've obviously done a couple of public things. I couldn't.
Yeah.
Oh.
But again, it's stuff that I quite enjoy. I did like back at What Culture, we did the singing thing, and it was embarrassing and everything. But the nice thing about it was that the people that turned up were wrestling fans. They know what they're there for. The difference with the Jack one is he's approaching complete strangers and bothering them. I'd put it in the worst.
Yeah, it's in the worst. I think that's very much deserved. Pardon me, and then we move on to Penny.
Oh, well. You talk about this. You take the lead here.
I mean, when you look at it on the surface, I'm speaking to a woman who can't see me. She doesn't know me. I'm just as weird as probably her normal customers are every single day of her working life. So, yeah. But the
she's
shame.
She's getting paid. Yeah, it's
the shame
it's,
is still
it's
there.
It's a piece of footage that will live on forever. That will always exist. If all this falls apart and we all have to get proper jobs, and they pulled that up on the old YouTube, you're out the door, P45, straight away.
Hey, it's your script and not mine.
That's the edge. Yeah, sure. I remember thinking when I was writing all of those cue cards, thinking this is either going to be really great or it's going to fall flat and it's going to be dreadful. And it's going to fall flat and it's going to be dreadful. And fortunately, it came off really, really well. I can't believe that it worked. And she, bless her, she was playing along. She was, I guess she's getting paid, isn't she?
She was getting paid, yeah. She sort of gave up towards the end. I was carrying her in that match towards the end. But in terms of a punishment, I would have... Is it even a punishment?
Yeah, I think it's a punishment. Do you keep in contact?
Yeah, every day we ring each other and talk.
That's interesting because I went through my old phone messages, and as you know, I've got the calling credit still, with my phone number. You mentioned it earlier, so I thought maybe for old times' sake, we could.
Welcome to Horny Line, the hottest phone sex service in the UK.
So she's not going to be able to hear you.
What are you going to say to her?
Well, just let's see if she's working at the moment. It's quarantine, isn't it? I guess she can do it from home.
Otherwise, press the hash key to listen to profiles of sex.
We know the code.
If you know the three-digit extension number you wish to connect to, press 1.
This could be a disaster, Ross.
If you know the three-digit extension number...
Oh, press 1.
Please enter the three-digit extension...
What was it? It was 619, wasn't it?
That person is currently offline. Would you like to talk to... I'm Georgina. I'm 34 now.
She's offline. They're trying to fob us off.
Penny.
Why don't you call me?
Lazy. What, maybe she's been furloughed. What a disappointment.
To be fair,
we'll try again.
She might be on a lunch hour. It's 12:48 at the minute.
Yeah, fair play. I'm going to spring that upon you again at a time that I know she's working. I'll give her a text on her private line.
Well, I tell you what, is that to do that as a punishment, I would happily do that again. I thought it was a right hoot. Once you get past the shame and you feel a bit guilty doing this to someone who's just doing an honest job.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would do it again. It was a hoot.
It was. I remember. I think that's like the most we've laughed is like when the camera cut. There was just like 5-10 minutes, and it was the immediate scramble to get that footage and watch it back and see if what we had just witnessed actually happened, because it all felt so surreal.
It did work well, and then we move on to Sam getting pelted by several footballs. I say several. That's probably a bit of an understatement.
I think it was 10 or so. No, they each had a go, didn't they? I can't remember how many there were. It seemed pretty bad because I was there filming that, and I remember it was bad because they kept getting him in the same spot. It might have been his thigh or something like that, and it was red raw afterwards. And then he had two or three more to go, and bang, one clipped his ear really hard.
That's the worst one. When did just clip you? Oh dear.
It looked really sore, and those were big, muscly boys we're talking about.
Well, I tell you what, in terms of punishments that involve pain, this one is worse than a chop for me. Having been 100%. Through both of these things, getting pelted with a football more than once, mind you, once is bad enough, is worse than one chop. So I'm going to go, it's either top of pretty gnarly, bro, or it's in the worst. One of the two. How was it feeling being there live, watching it happen in front of your own eyes?
I remember them being a lot louder than I thought they would. And we went to the pub afterwards for a quick pint before we got an Uber back. And I remember Sam sitting down like that and just going, "Oh!" like that. So, I'd say it's towards the bottom of the worst. It was pretty bad.
Yeah, we'll stick it in the worst. Horrific. Anyone who's been through that knows exactly what I'm talking about there. It's horrible. Have you ever been hit by football? Back in your school days or anything like that?
A floater, maybe. You know,
floater's fine.
Floaters and what was the other? Chasers? Floaters and chasers?
Cases.
A proper one. Cases, that's it. Yeah. No, a floater. I've been smacked with a floater before, but never a caser.
Right then. So let me move on to one that's straight in the top. It's you falling out of a plane.
Yeah, I don't know what to say about that. And I think we're about to talk about them anyway, but when you do something that's a genuine fear, then it's just the worst, isn't it? Like, these are phobias that we had, and we had to live out essentially nightmares. So I would put them, like, we've got you being buried alive. We've got Sam experiencing the snake. To me, some people, I wouldn't mind holding a snake, but to Sam doing that, who's got a phobia, that's awful. That must be the worst thing. And for you being buried alive, it's bad enough, but if you got claustrophobia as well,
yeah.
Miserable.
Sam, yeah, we might as well just stick them all on the top straight away, because I tell you what, Sammy Snake.
No, Sammy got one eye.
I remember not coming into work that day when Sam did that punishment, because I am absolutely petrified of snakes.
Oh, yeah.
Well. Oh,
God. That's
worth
remembering.
Do you remember when you went out floppy in your flat when me and Richard came round?
That's my snake. Yeah, I do. And she was only a little thing. She was only that, like a shoelace.
That was absolutely... How is she these days? Is she still alive?
No. Well, I don't know. I mentioned this on a stream the other day. I've been sort of neglecting talking about it, because when I moved into this flat from my old one, I just got the cat, and I was paying rent on two places at once because they wouldn't let me out of the contract. So I had 2 months of extra rent to pay. And so I was going in there 3 or 4 times a week to feed her and clean her and water her and all that sort of stuff. And I thought, okay, I'll come and collect her in a couple of weeks and introduce her to the cat when he's a bit more comfortable. And so I went to get her on the day that my tenancy expired. And she was gone. The door of the vivarium was closed, but she'd gotten out somehow. I have no idea, because she was there on the Wednesday, got there on the Friday. She'd vanished. So somewhere at that flat in Newcastle, probably in the walls or behind the washer or something, is a snake.
Bloody hell!
I know. And I miss my pet as well. She was great. But it makes me happy that she is going to live on and hopefully upset a lot of people over the next few years.
Have you heard nothing about that? Surely that's a thing that would like ring you straight away if, like, oh, we found a snake in your old flat.
It's just a common pest, isn't it? It's like a cockroach or a woodlouse.
I get, well, is it?
No, definitely not.
So then we're moving on to Jack. I can't remember what, this was really early on in Cultaholics history, I think it was. Him getting shocked by electricity taped to his hands.
Oh, yeah, he had to cut a promo. It's been a while. I was there for this being filmed. I mean, it's being electrocuted again. I don't know what's worse. It was one of those ab trainer things, wasn't it? It was one of those, like...
Oh, the muscle stimulator things.
Yeah, that tense you up. My dad had one of those when I was, like, 12 years old and they first came out. And I remember putting it on the side of my face... And it was one of the... And it went all through my teeth. It was horrible. So, Jack, the intensity was up the whole way. I can imagine that going up your arms being really bad.
There's lots of muscles to stimulate in your arms, like...
Especially in Jack's.
Yeah, especially in Jack's. So, Sam... We've got Sam being electrocuted around the neck in pretty darn gnarly, bro. So, I think that's the least we could put this one, surely.
Yeah, agreed.
Should we stick it in pretty darn gnarly, bro? Or should it... He'd probably say it should go higher.
I don't know which is worse. Without trying it, I don't know. So I'd say gnarly.
We'll say gnarly, just to be conservative. And then we move on to Jack being fed hot things. The wasabi. What was the punishment
here? Wasabi in the milk. Yeah. It was just a plate of wasabi, wasn't it? I remember there being a plate of wasabi.
I remember there being something orange as well on the plate, wasn't there? And then he put the wasabi on top of it.
Oh, yeah, it was just a load of spicy stuff. Yeah, so the wasabi went on top, and below that was... Oh, what was it? Something really hot. To me, it was... I can't deal with that. The taste of wasabi, which is just like... It's like horseradish, isn't it?
It's an awful taste.
Yeah. And I know Jack... When I've spoken to Jack about it, he's always said, that's the worst one that I've ever done. So it must have been really bad, because Jack's pretty good at doing them. I'd say, yeah, it's must have been miserable.
It's
and then the milk afterwards, that's salt in the wound, isn't it?
Yeah. Ring sting. It's got to go in the worst. How do you deal with spice? Weird question.
Not well anymore. Not well at all anymore. I mean, I like the flavour. My mouth is always fine, but I just, after the mic and his Coop hot sauces, where I ended up having to have a bloody camera down my throat, I need to be really careful with it. So it's one that I literally couldn't do anymore. What about you? Are you all right with it?
Absolutely terrible. The absolute peak I can go to is original curry pot noodle.
Oh, wow. Not even a Bombay bad boy?
No, I couldn't deal with it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, dear, it's terrible. In fact, what's hotter? Where does Mike's spicy wings go to? Everyone knows Coop, don't they, watching this video? Everyone around the world.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was the three shots, and it was... So, I think when we started doing the punishments, one of the first ones was one of those ghost chilies, the Naga chili. That was agony. This was three or four times worse. Mm. That was very precise of me. It was really, really bad, and it was... It was bad for like 20 minutes, and I'm filling myself with ice cream and milk and all that stuff. But then it was being out for lunch with my friend afterwards, and my stomach just taking a turn and just having to go, I'm going to have to go home now. And within half an hour, I'm laid on my bathroom floor crying. It was so painful. Never again. I'll do 20 Bombay Bad Boys, no problem. Mike can piss off.
Yeah. Then we're moving on to Sam blending an entire McDonald's meal and then eating it. Can you remember what went into this meal? I don't think I've seen this punishment.
There was definitely... I think Jack was eating a Big Mac. In there was an apple pie, there was milkshake, there was fries, and I think there was some burger too. Some people like the combination, don't they? I know people who dip their McDonald's fries in milkshake. That's a thing.
Yeah, they're weird, them, aren't they?
Yeah, nutters. But this, apparently, was just like the saltiest thing you've ever tasted. I mean, there's your sodium intake for about 4 days. And God bless him, he did the lot. I think he vomited. He did vomit at the end. But I think it must have been pretty bad.
Yeah. So it's got to be one of the top three tiers, surely. I can't imagine it. Yeah, why would you do... Oh, yeah.
It's more than rather unpleasant. That doesn't fit in rather unpleasant. I'd say gnarly again.
I would say gnarly, yeah. Just for the salt intake alone, I don't know if my body would withstand that.
There's only one way to find out.
Then we're moving on to you on a megabus for 17 hours.
It's miserable again, isn't it? What do you say? It's solitary and then getting there and having to immediately come back is just... I remember it felt like my soul left my body when I opened that envelope. It was because I was ready. I was there and I was like, okay, brilliant. I'm going to find a hotel to check into. I'm going to go and have beers. I've got friends in Amsterdam. Who I was planning on having a pint with. Couldn't happen because I had to go straight back. It sucked. Did you have fun, Ross?
I had a great time on my own having a flight over to Amsterdam, going to the zoo and a sex museum, and I drank about 14 pints that night. It was great. That's the most I've drank for a long, long time.
I think that's the one sort of saving grace for me is that I might have looked pathetic and rubbish, but I didn't look like a creep like you did.
it was a sex museum on my own. What everyone does when they go to Amsterdam, so Megabus has got to be in the worst tier of all. Then we're going on to you dressing up as Goldust and being a human statue in Newcastle upon Tyne, Northumberland Street, which is the busiest shopping street in all of Newcastle upon Tyne. This is one that I don't think I could stomach, me. Public things, awful.
It wasn't great. I mean, it's a combination of punishments as well, I think. So the human statue was one part, but I had to be Goldust for a month. So I was going to work every day. With makeup on and that gold bodysuit and everything, and I'd wear stuff over it and then get changed when I was in the office. But it was a really miserable month. It was just after the head shaving punishment, and my hair was growing back, and I looked like a pissing mushroom anyway. And then I'm covered, just dressed as a creepy Oscar statue. Then you got the public humiliation stuff. And there's somebody in that video, in fact. I remember watching the rushes back, and I hadn't seen her, but it was somebody that I'd known. And somebody and you just see her look at me and just go, oh, for God's sake. Like that. So, it's public humiliation again. I would say Jack's is worse because there was interaction. Jack had to go up to people and bother them, whereas I was just stood there not doing much. So I would say it's not in the worst.
Right, but you had two people especially messing with you for a prolonged period of time. Not Jack and Sam, but two people who couldn't make their mind up what to do with you. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah, they were just stood there for ages. Did they put something in my mouth? A big cucumber?
A cucumber,
Where did the cucumber come from?
I think I got it from Sainsbury's and gave it to Jack. I think Jack asked me to get it from the Sainsbury's on Northumberland Street. I think that's the only thing I'd... Apart from looking after the camera for a little bit before I buggered off because the shame was too much even for me.
Yeah, you left, didn't you? Bastard.
But that's all I contributed there, getting the cucumber to put in your mouth. But
well,
where are we going,
mate?
Then? Pretty darn gnarly, bro?
Yeah, I'd say so.
I would rank it higher, personally, but that's me being awkward as piss. And then we're going on to Jack and Sam punishments with pain once again. They have a massive kendo stick in the office. And
oh,
me, I remember me and you being sat there sort of off camera watching this, and they weren't holding back. Well, they were doing it gradually harder and harder and harder.
Yeah.
But those last ones must have left a mark or two.
Yeah, I mean, I've never been hit by one. I remember like touching the kendo stick and seeing like the how it was made and everything, and it makes a great noise, but bloody hell, it's gonna hurt as well. I mean, I've never taken one. I don't want to take one. I put that pretty high up.
It's at least one of the top two tiers. It's literally been there was so I was expecting it to have a little bit of give, but it had no give whatsoever. No.
Out of the thinking back to the pain ones that we've just talked about. Chops, kick up the arse, kendo stick would be the one that I'd go for last. I wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah, that's the worst out of those three for sure. So it's got to go. Is it in the worst? Is it worse than Sam and Jack being electrocuted?
Maybe it's top end of gnarly.
Top end of gnarly. We'll go top end of gnarly because I think electricity might be slightly worse. Depends what you're into though, doesn't it really?
Yeah, there was no kink shaming here.
We're going on to the second punishment, I think this is, in the history of Cultaholic. Me being sat there for 10 hours. Matt Hardy's laugh, which I can still hear in my head today. That playing for the entire 10 hours. And, yeah, it was miserable. I had four sleepless nights, I remember, because it was the Christmas holidays immediately after we did this punishment. Well, I say Christmas holidays. The Christmas, we went home for Christmas and still worked a bit. And all I just couldn't sleep at night because Matt Hardy was there. It wasn't so much the noise of the laughter, which you would think it was. It was I would close my eyes and I would see the video, and I couldn't get that out of my head for 4 days. That was the worst thing about it.
I feel like anything that has any sort of effect on your brain in that way, like it affects your mental state, has to go in the worst. Like it'd be easy to put Matt a little bit further down because we've done longer streams, but it's still a ridiculously long time, and it still messed you up for days, which is the same thing that happened to me. So I think it's got to go in the worst.
It was 4 days and I had to resort to a lot of Jack Daniels and a lot of Nitol, and then I was just like, boop, see you later. That
good.
Sorted it out. So there you go, kids.
Yeah, right?
There's a moral for you to live by.
It's Uncle Ross's health tips.
Then we're moving on to the first ever punishment in Cultaholic history where it was all on the line, hair and eyebrows, and unfortunately yours went.
Yeah, they did. And I remember, like, getting Billy Big Bollocks. It was different.
Never forget, me and you driving. I must have been dropping you off back home after filming the predictions. And you said to me, I reckon I've got you here, Ross.
I've stopped being cocky now. I've had it beaten out of me. So, yeah, I mean, it was like, the shaved head thing was a pleasant surprise. I didn't look that bad with the shaved head. It was the eyebrows. The one good thing about it is I wear glasses, so you couldn't always tell. Unless I was excited like that, you couldn't necessarily tell. But Jesus Christ, that was a rough few months. And I'm just glad they grew back. I'm just glad they grew back because I remember reading up on this, and it was like 25% of people, it won't grow back if you shave your eyebrows off. I got lucky.
Yeah. Where are we going? Worst one then? It's got to be top two tiers, surely. Just because of the eyebrows. The shaven head isn't too bad on the surface,
well,
I think.
The reason that the shaved head thing was... the eyebrows were added is because back then you had like a grade 2 or something. It's not like your afro now.
No, I had a one all over. Used to cut my own hair.
So for you, it would have been a week and a half of being bald. No problem. The eyebrows, I'd put it in the worst, to be honest, because it really did suck. I remember thinking when we started, this was the first one, and we got to go big. We need all eyes on us, and I think we succeeded in going pretty damn big there.
Yeah, we did. We did go big for a long, long time, and still we were going big this year as well with some of the stuff we've done. It's hard to come up with ideas, though, isn't it?
Oh, God, we've been doing this for so long, yeah. Comment them. Go ahead. They're all going to be awful.
Be kind, though. Then we're moving on to Night in the Woods 1. I've got the picture here of you dressed up as Goldust in my car as we're driving to mess with Sam. We had bags of flour and eggs, and we made noises like foxes and...
You were little Ray, weren't you? You were Ronald Mysterious, is that right?
The real one. The real Ray Mysterio
Yeah.
He was in town for Five Star Wrestling, wasn't he?
He was. Yeah, I mean, that must have really sucked. I mean, it's another... cold night somewhere in Newcastle where you don't get any sleep. But this time, I think we messed with him a little bit more. I think we messed with him more the first time than the second. So I'd say this probably goes in the worst.
We had the tent poles as well, didn't we? We took the tent poles out the back. So his tent was just a bag on top of his lifeless body in the middle of the woods.
I remember chucking all the flour in. He's going, yeah! Come on, Ross, cheese it! Get out of here!
So where have we ranked the first? The first one's in the top tier, so this one's got to be in the top tier as
well. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, where's that gone? I've lost it completely, Adam. I've made a massive error here. Where the hell's it gone? There he is there. I found it, don't worry. It's in the top tier. Then we're moving on to who lost this? Was it just me? I had to spend a week on a ladder doing all of our work from a ladder.
No, I remember doing a video from a ladder as well. I think I did graded from a ladder. I think this was one of the... This is probably the time that we became co-champions. And we both... Probably, anyway. Yeah, I think we both did. I mean, it's not fun, is it? But there, once again, there are worse
There's
things.
There's a lot worse to do. I would happily do that one again compared to some of the other ones we've done in the past. So,
yeah.
Is it bottom tier or second bottom tier? How did you find working... The issue was working at your desk. Because it was like, you're on this ladder, but you sort of sat on one of the rungs and you had to be over like that for the entire day and the back pain. Oh,
yeah,
that was a big issue.
I wouldn't say it's bottom tier. I mean... You were certainly seen on videos doing it a lot more, but both of us were doing it for the whole time anyway, so it didn't matter really if you were on video or if you were sat at your desk. It was more than a mild inconvenience. I'd say it's rather unpleasant. I'm thinking about it. I remember my lower back being pretty bad.
Definitely, yeah. And then we're moving on to Hell in the Smell 2.
Yeah.
And that's the...
It's the worst. Not only, thanks to you, was it an extra hour in length. It was, I mean, putting the fish on your head is bad. You get scales down you. It's not very nice. The tentacles of the octopus, when they're touching the back of your neck and the little suckers and everything, and once again, you don't get used to the smell. It probably smelled worse than the fish. I was messed with for the same amount of time. I went mental during that. I remember doing live reactions to about 3 hours worth of QVC. I was going bonkers.
Do you buy anything? And then the,
say again?
Do you buy anything?
The Lennox 1810. It's a nice set.
Oh,
cutlery. And so it just sucked. And then the heartbreak opening that little package, plugging the timer in. It could have been worse. You could have done me for another 24 hours. But the extra hour when I'd pumped myself up, and I was like, "Yeah, I'm getting out of here." And then just the heartbreak.
What else was messed with you during that stream? Because I remember flicking on and the octopus coming out and going on the head for the first time. That was pièce de résistance of YouTube. That was.
Dog food, because we felt bad about it, so to make it up, we gave a load of dog food to the cat and dog shelter. What else was there? It was just the relentless noise, the super chat. It's the songs that just come in and you can't turn off because it's incessant. It's just constant berating. It was miserable, but it's certainly a visceral experience.
Anything you would change for a future Hell in the Smell punishment?
I'd have just got a different job, I think. I'd have just stayed working somewhere else. For a future Hell in the Smell, I never want to do one again. And I don't think people want to see me do one again, hopefully. I don't know. What would I change? What's smellier? What's smellier than a fish or a squid? Like, without resorting to a load of dog poo, maybe that fruit that they eat in the jungle? What's that?
Yeah, the sick... Something sick fruit or something, isn't it?
Yeah, they do it on...
Well, that's Swedish... Is that Swedish canned fish, is it?
Stir-stromming. Stir-stromming, something like that. Yeah.
It was a Challenger meme a few years ago. So we'll see what that happens later this year, hopefully, if we're back in work.
Fingers crossed.
And then finally, we have one which I completely forgot about, which was us two spitting each other in the face with green mist.
I forgot about that. When you started talking, us two spitting at each other. What? I mean, it's pretty miserable, isn't it? But it washes off. It's temporary. It was miserable, but it's nowhere near the top.
It's nowhere near the top.
After what we just talked about for the past hour.
Yeah, I'm going to go not that bad, really. Second from the bottom.
Fair.
It's not rather unpleasant. I'd say it's on par with... It's on par with Jen getting really cold water put on her. It's no worse than that, is it? It doesn't burn like they might tell you in the wrestling. That green mist up to jury hat. It's all fake. Anyway, that's it for our tier ranking for every cultaholic punishment in the history of this channel. What are your thoughts on? Should I run through them for you, Adam? Because you can't see this tier.
They can see it at home, can't they? If you want. Yeah, go on, run through it.
Right then, so we've got I Do It Yeah, which is the stuff we would do personally if we had to do it. That's what I'm just talking myself, just talking nonsense here. Then we have Tom with one foot on the floor for an entire day. We have you with your chicken wings, Sam and Jack's Christmas song, and then Penny, even though it was hilarious, we'll do it again, won't we? Then we've got Jack and Tom being handcuffed together, the dog cage stuff. Jen's Tony Storm simulator, getting spat in the face with green mist. Rather unpleasant, the middle of the road stuff. Tom being a human chair for a day. Your couple of hours in the worst hotel in Britain. A kick up the arse and working from a ladder for a week. Then we have Pretty Darn Gnarly Bro. Jack and Sam being electrocuted onto different parts of their body. A kendo stick. Tom's cake escape. Jack being assaulted by a professional wrestler in Japan. Sam's blender McDonald's and your human statue. Then in the worst, I think the worst of all time has got to be counting to 100,000. Has it? Is it?
Yeah, it's the worst one that I've done for sure.
So we've got that one, which is the top. We've got me buried alive, Sammy's snake. We have Adam out of a plane, two Hell in the Smells, two Nights in the Woods, treacled and feathered, getting married and still not being divorced, Jack's public pipe bombs, Sam getting hooped with footballs, Jack's spicy stuff, Adam's megabus, my live stream with Matt Hardy, Adam getting shaved bald, and that's your lot. That is it, as my camera has 30 seconds before it cuts out. Any clues?
Do the outro quick. No, it makes you realise how far we've come, right, as young professionals.
Yeah, fully fulfilled in life. I hope you are too. See you next time on this tier ranking malarkey.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.